unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. We need to swear everyone in who's going to be addressing this board tonight. So if you plan on speaking, please stand up, raise your right hand. Repeat after me. Do you swear to give honest testimony to this board tonight? Say, I do.
I do.
Thank you. First order of business is to review the minutes from the July 9th special meeting. Everyone looked them over?
Yes, I'd make a motion to approve the July 9th Taney County Board of Adjustment.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Any additional comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next order of business is approve the meetings from or the minutes from the July 17th meeting. Have we had a chance to look those over? Yes. Any changes? Motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the July 17th minutes.
Do we have a second?
Aye.
Any additional comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First public hearing tonight is number 18-05V, a variance request. I guess we talked with Mr. Reavers before, asked him to work something out with the association. What do we have?
Well, just to catch up our new board member, subject property is located at 613 Fruit Farm Road, Hollister. It's a regular size property, 103 by 175. There's a residence that shows to be built in 2003 from the assessor's records. The applicant, Raymond Grievers, is requesting a side setback variance from 0 to 7 feet. His original request was 0. For the construction of a 20-foot by 25-foot garage, rather than the required 7-foot side setback per table 1, property line setbacks. This would be built on the west property line that borders a 7.79-acre Country Farm Estates Homeowners Association property. And his request is due to the slope in the backyard and access being limited with this slope. Fruit Farm Road, this is 86 highway that goes west. And you take the outer road and come up to it if everybody knows where we're at. This is the Country Farm Estates subdivision. This is our subject property. I'll have a picture of the location of the buildings in this location here. The Homeowner Association 7-acre parcel is there. There's a topo that's thrown on there from Beacon or Pictometry, I think that one is. There's a Pictometry. There's just a drawn in location of where the proposed building, and that's a overhead. And this was an old pond full of trees that I just noticed when we were there, so you'd know what that clump of trees were. Here's a front view, property line somewhat close to that line of blocks. It's a view of his backyard, the general area where he's wanting to place the building.
If I remember right, we asked him to work something out with the association, come
yep.
back at the next meeting with
sure did.
A mutual agreement. Is the applicant here tonight? Could I have a list of, but need to have a list of who's speaking for and against?
Could we keep those and you just ask and then have them state their name and where they live and that way we have them?
Sure.
Just two,
yeah,
four.
I just need to
that
know
seems to work with
them.
The planning.
Okay.
And that'll save you some time. And
you call
just,
them.
Well, no, anybody for to come up.
Anybody for?
And then anybody against?
Did you get an opportunity to work something out with the association?
I think we did, and I'm hopefully we came to some sort of an agreement.
Okay.
We talked to them, but we were asking for maybe 2 or 3 feet. But we'd have to put the building at an angle, so just to be the corner of the building would be 2 or 3 feet from the line, so that we could get access to get into it because of the house.
Do you have a proposed drawing for what you're
yeah,
considering?
It's it'll be going in that back corner.
Just, yeah, go up with your finger, show me what you're talking about.
I'm going to zoom in one more notch for you.
Okay.
And then I'll lower it down so you don't have to.
Okay.
Okay.
This blue line is a little off. The property corner line is probably right about here. And so we were wanting to put the building right here. And so when we come in, we're going to put the building kind of at an angle so that we...
So the closest corner would be at the front, right there where your finger is?
Yeah.
Okay, it'd be about 3 feet?
Well,
yeah.
I'd rather have it only 2 feet because I guess we got to go... 2 feet and have a drip line also there.
Okay.
So we'd still have.
Did you discuss this with the association?
We talked to them, but they were wanting they were wanting to have us have information on the building and everything, but it kind of depends on the building as to how much fill we have to put in because the property really drops right there, and so if we know how close to the line we can get, then we know how much money we got left over for the building, and then we can
anyone else have any other questions for him? Okay, thank you. Anyone opposed to this?
My name is Todd Aishleman. I serve as the president of the Country Farm Estates Homeowners Association. Apparently, we've had some miscommunication. After the last Board of Adjustments meeting, briefly talked to Mr. and Mrs. Grievers here in the courthouse, and had mentioned to them that the Architectural Landscaping Committee, as well as our board, would be more than happy to meet with them if they would just present, you know, a new plan, new application that we could review and approve. We did not hear anything from them until last Friday night when there was a note on my door saying that they would like to get in touch with me. I called Saturday morning, had a conversation with Mr. Grievers, let him know that we would not be able to approve the application that had been presented to the Architectural Landscape Committee. I mentioned that we would drop off a new application to him the following day. Dr. Sean Page, who serves as Architectural Landscaping Chairman, he did drop it off the following day. Mr. and Mrs. Grievers were still adamant about using a particular type of material on their building. Our application process, the setback is part of the covenants, but we also have materials and things that go along with that. I'm not sure how we could have miscommunicated that we were giving approval to the project in any way, shape, or form. For that, if that's what we communicated, I know that was not our intent in any way. We want to approve a project for Mr. and Mrs. Grievers. However, what they've presented up to this point, we just cannot do. We want to work with them. We want to help them through this process, but at this point, we just, unfortunately, we cannot approve any aspect of their application.
Any questions for Todd?
So if they met your requirements, whatever y'all have, your issue is not with the distance of the line, it's the type of building they're building.
It's not either or. It's the project as a whole. I mean, the setback is clear in our covenants that it has to be 7 feet. However, you know, if the rest of the